Hello.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I'm giving you a call back from customer service. Do you still need further assistance with the account that you called on?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty, and may I have your zip code, please?
28105.
2105.
28105.
And thank you for that. And that first and last name, please.
James Bridges.
All righty, and thank you for that. And for security purposes, may I have the address associated with that account, please?
424 East Matthews Street, Matthews, North Carolina, 28104-5.
All righty. Give me 1 second, please. All righty. And I was successfully able to locate an account associated with you. And I do see that you actually paid like $7.95 shipping and handling for the chance to actually receive a tablet. Am I correct?
No, I don't even know who you are, and I was wondering why I got a $56.95 charge on my debit card.
Yes, sir. It seems like $7.95 was paid on the 21st of February to actually receive this tablet, and what it was, they billed you $56.95. The tablet, it was actually a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store. And they billed you the $56.95 as a membership fee after you signed up for it.
So, well, I didn't sign up for it. I don't know who you are.
Okay, sir. Do you ever remember actually making this purchase?
No.
Okay. Could anyone in your household have actually done this?
I don't think so. Not with my debit card.
Okay. Now, if it's a fraudulent charge, sir, I can get you counseled. I can get you canceled, and I will actually send you over to our fraud department, and they will handle it from there. So I just want to make sure that no one in the household could have actually placed this order.
Well, I do too. I do want to make sure of that. But who's this through? I mean,
it's actually a direct. It's an online gadget store, and it's called Factory Direct Savings Store.
Online gadget store.
Correct. And that $56.95 is the membership fee they charge to be enrolled in it, okay?
Okay. And $7.95 was for the shipping for the tablet.
Correct. It was a welcoming gift, yes, sir.
Okay. What kind of tablet was it?
I'm quite sure it's an iPad.
Okay. I mean, should I do some research and have you call me back?
If you would like, sir, but I could go ahead and get you counseled out of it, and you won't receive any more reoccurring charges on it, okay? You won't be billed any longer for it.
Okay, and I will receive that money back?
Okay. Give me 1 second. If you want me to cancel it, I can offer you a 35% refund on the $56.95 charge.
35% refund?
Yes, and that 35%.
Something I didn't do?
That 35% would actually be $19.93. Now, I can do my family and friends discount and offer you a 50% refund on it, and that would be $26.48.
But I'm thinking I should get 100% since I didn't do it.
I do understand that, sir. But the most I'm able to refund you would be 75% on that, and that would be $42.71.
Plus the $7.95.
Now the $7.95 is actually a valid charge because the item is actually being shipped out to you.
Okay. All right, go ahead and do that.
All righty, sir. Give me 1 second and let me get you counseled out of that, okay?
All right.
All righty.
Thanks.
All righty, sir. I've successfully gotten you counsel out of that. That refund of $42.71 would take 3 to 5 business days to refund it back to the account it was drawn on. I can give you your cancellation order number now if you're ready to take it down, okay?
I'm driving. I don't have anything to write with.
Okay. I can actually send a verification of it to the email that you provided online. Give me a chance to verify it. It's jamesbridges100@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. And I will send you a verification of that order number where it's been canceled to that email, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome, and thank you for calling customer servicing. You have a great day.
What was your website so I could check it out, too?
The website, it was actually Factory Direct Savings Store.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
And thank you.
Bye-bye.
And have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right.